Once again, this is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the president of the Institute of Biblical Defense. You can check us out at instituteofbiblicaldefense.com. I'm also the and philfernandez.com. I'm also the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship, and I was recently given a professorship with Veritas International University, a school that was founded by Norman Geisler and the current president, Joseph Holden. And I'm the director of the Master of Arts in Christian Apologetics program there. So check out Veritas Seminary, which is going to be, the name's going to be changed to Veritas International University in the near future. And please subscribe to us on here on YouTube, the Phil Fernandez Show. We're talking about worldviews. I'm going to be talking about postmodernism. But before I can talk about postmodernism, I've got to tell you what modernism is. Now, before I can tell you about modernism, I got to tell you what pre-modernism is. Well, pre-modernism, we call that looking back in retrospect, which means looking back. Pre-modernism was the Christian worldview, and even before the Christian worldview, the view that kind of won the day among the Greek philosophers, Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle, that there is absolute morality, there is absolute truth, life does have meaning, there is a spiritual realm, and the evidence favors the existence of God. That was kind of pre-modernism. And when St. Augustine converted to Christianity, and Christianity was on the rise, it kind of became the dominant worldview of Western civilization, the Christian worldview. So the belief in the Christian God, absolute morality, universal moral laws that apply to all people, all times, and all places, absolute truth, the things that are true or false for all people, all times, and all places, and meaning in life and the value of human life. Well, this eventually gave rise to modernism, which was founded by a Roman Catholic scholar and a scientist and mathematician, René Descartes, a Frenchman, in the 17th century. And he tried to find a point of certainty by rejecting anything that he could question. And so he tried to become skeptical as a method of finding truth. He was skeptical of everything, suspend judgment on everything until he found something he could not question. And when he did that, the more he doubted, the more he became conscious and convinced and certain of the existence of himself, the doubter. And doubting is a form of thinking. So he said, I think, therefore I am. And from that, he tried to argue for the existence of God, the existence of the physical realm, the truths of Christianity. And so that started the modern project. It was an attempt. See, God created us in his image. A rational God created us in his image so that we are rational beings. So human reason is a gift to us from God. And so we fell with René Descartes. Western civilization began to fall more in love, so in love with the gift, human reason, that we forgot all about, became ungrateful and forgot all about the gift giver, the rational God. And so he started human reason, started using human reason to argue God out of existence. And we elevated and worshiped human reason, like the French Jacobin deists, who were very rationalistic, ultra-rationalist in their thought. But we tried to find all truth and solve all our problems through human reason alone. That was such a dismal failure in the West. We would find a cure for diseases, but we'd also find a new way to blow the planet up. And so it was such a failure, modernism, the attempt to find all truth and solve all our problems through human reason alone, that eventually, so you started, modernism started with the rational, unbiased individual solving all his problems and finding all truth through human reason alone. Well, modernism eventually caved in. The last stage of modernism was existentialism, where we gave up on reason and truth. We gave up on absolute morality. So all that's left was the individual and the irrational individual and his will. And so existentialism is the last stage of modernism, where the individual, through an act of the will, creates their own truth, creates their own meaning, and self-actualizes themselves, but it's not really true, it's not really meaningful, it's not really right or wrong, and things of that sort. But eventually, even the individual was gone. And the individual got swallowed up by their community. The collectivist mentality of postmodernism, where the individual is just a product of their community. And since there is no absolute truth, you're a product of your community's narrative, your community's story. So you have the gay community, and they view everything. There is no objective true history, so Jesus becomes either a gay individual or just the greatest gay activist who ever lived. That's the postmodern gay community. To the liberation theologian, Jesus becomes the greatest Marxist revolutionary who ever lived. He came to lead a revolt to set the poor people free by overthrowing the evil business owners that write our paychecks to us. And in feminist Christology, Jesus came to fight for women's rights. Do they really believe that? No, but they believe there's no true objective history. There's no absolute truth. So whatever their community and its narrative is, they view everything through those lenses. And so that's what postmodernism, not only the loss of absolute truth, the rejection of absolute truth, and the rejection of absolute morality, but it's also, and the rejection of God, but it's also the rejection of the individual. And so that all that's left is a community and its narrative, and individuals are product of that. And the only way to get true community, you've got to acknowledge that human beings were created in God's image. And so you have to have true community is found in biblical Christianity alone, where the individual was created in God's image, and therefore human life is worth protecting, and we have human rights. And but to make man only important in a collective sense, like the Marxists, like the communists do, or the postmodernists do, that will always lead to either genocide or democide, death by government, but to protect the sanctity of human life and to give true meaning and to acknowledge absolute truth and absolute morality and the worth of the individual, we need to bring back the Christian worldview. Friedrich Nietzsche, when he said God is dead, he acknowledged that if there is no God, there is no, if God is dead, then truth is dead, morality is dead, and meaning is dead. And what Nietzsche failed to realize, if God is dead, man is dead too. And so in postmodernism, don't look for a solution to your problems in postmodernism. Come back to the God of the Bible, the way, the truth, and the life, the Lord Jesus Christ. And postmodernism is not the answer. Christianity is. Okay, well, God bless you. Please subscribe to The Phil Fernandez Show on YouTube. Visit us at our websites like philfernandez.com or instituteofbiblicaldefense.com. And then click on the sermon audio button so you can listen to over 1,500 lectures, debates, and sermons that I've given over the years, even full-length seminary courses in philosophy, ethics, apologetics, world religions, non-Christian cults, Roman Catholicism, the Roman Catholic belief system. I give a Protestant critique of that. And so check out our stuff online. Thank you, and God bless you.